Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hey everyone, welcome. Yes, it is the Thursday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show, where we can officially say Friday Junior. Yeah. Or I guess it would be Friday Eve, too.
It could be Friday.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah. So we know, so that we know that tomorrow brings Rebel Card Night. Yeah. All right. So I just want to remind you all that we're using ordinary playing cards, not tarot, not oracle cards, not anything else out there involving a card reading system. This is simply going to be done with ordinary playing cards. It's the personal prophecy method, as you heard in the introduction. Plus, I'll be using a 24-card layout for each of our callers. And those on Facebook, hey, Facebookers, who may get in line for a reading should we have a lull in calls. Any of you that might want to join us and see us streaming live, go to the Psychic Love Doctor show page, and you will be able to meet some very nice people, excuse me, to chat with, and you can watch us in action. So with that said, I want to bring you to Jimbo Baggins, who is our...
I don't have a title.
He's a jack of
all... I just exist.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
I'm occupying some volume. Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you the show is for informational and educational purposes only. We also want to remind all the folks in Radio Land and Facebook Land that if you're international, make sure you let us know so we can give you your international live shout-out that you deserve, like Laura in Canada and Rachel in Australia thus far.
Yes, glad to have you, folks.
Yes, indeed. 515-602-9676, number to call in. When you call in, you'll get a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. True statement. It's working great. If you don't ever hear that, silence is not good when you call to our show. So if you hear silence, hang up, call back. And you might have to do it a few times if we're rebooting the show or something. But we've been on a good streak of no problems now. They seem to have worked out some bugs there at Block Talk.
Oh, wait a minute.
So, yeah. Yep.
Better knock on wood.
Yeah, no, I was supposed to be here.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not on real wood, though. This is at least real wood.
Yeah, we are the coolest people ever. Thank you, Rachel.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Okie dokie. Facebookers, like Deb mentioned, we will turn to you folks when we can. Yesterday was alternate Wednesday, so we gave you lots of love. And it was low on calls, too, so it was double bonus for the Facebookers.
Yeah.
So, and you never know when it's going to happen. Summertime. Sometimes, except not for Rachel, it's not summertime, but for the folks, she's headed to the summer. She's getting there. They're on their way. We're on our way to fall. She's on her way to spring.
Well, we'll take the fall, okay? You can head into this back porch of hell.
We had a cold front come in with a whole bunch of rain, and the rain sucked, but hasn't busted 90. It will, I'm sure, but... the weekend, but hasn't busted 90. It's been in the 80s. Lots of humidity from a stupid ass.
Well, we have Alicia joining us. She's from Sanford, Maine, and I wonder, Alicia, has it been blistering hot where you live? Because that's pretty far north.
Biscuit.
What?
Nothing. I just did a foo bar. A doom doom. A doom doom doom
doom doom doom. Did you kick her out?
No.
Oh.
Kicked myself. See, look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Now I'm blank.
God. Hi, Lisa. Where are you from, Lisa Kenny? You'd like to know where everybody's at? Just for our own education, our own knowledge.
Go tell it on the mountain. All right, I'm back in now. I can turn the volume up.
I was going to talk when you're finished.
Yeah, I'm not even close to being finished.
All right, go ahead.
All right, we started talking Facebookers, and I don't know. When you see new people come in, do like I have to do, Deb. I got to wait when I do my introduction. Wait till they finish. Don't just interrupt me, okay?
Gotcha.
Back to the Facebookers. We're going to turn to you, most likely. Just can't make 100% guarantees. We can't tell you when, where, but when we do, it'll be very obvious, and you would audio video Deborah Lee. Messenger-wise, that is. And no matter what, when you hear, that was down a little bit low. That was me. I had to shut it down because I jacked myself out of this show, so to speak.
Did you know?
I did. So when you hear the harps, please let the reading end. That's what that means, signifies it's a free reading. They must end so we can move to others. But we're going to give you a single angel card. There's the heart connection. And tonight's flavor of angel card, because we have many, is the Mind Info Oracle card. So that's what we're getting. You're going to get one single card tonight before we move on to the next poison. I think we have now, Deb.
Okay, I want to mention.
You got some things to spit out? Spit them out.
If any of you are using your phone to say, access news, get news break, or... Well, there's so many different news services out there. And if you've noticed that there's been a heck of a lot of tragic deaths of children and mothers and fathers trying to rescue their children and just ordinary heinous crime on the street, blah, blah, blah. I'm not here to say, we must bring a halt to this. No, I find that would be... Like, well, Jim, you can think of something. That would be about
censorship?
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know. Mata, I know what she's saying. It's dirty laundry. Go ahead.
And the reason I bring this up is...
Everybody loves dirty laundry.
If you are empathic, and I often find that those who are attracted to our show are empathic, or who desire to learn this method, you're going to have to watch yourself and be grounded. Because reading all of these, you know, soul-wrenching stories, and I mean, it's almost as if this huge exodus of people leaving the earth, just huge, little toddlers falling into the propellers of boats, you know, falling down a waterfall, mothers trying to save them. Just all kinds of, my God, you've got to ground yourself. You have to find a way to eventually turn it off.
I just don't read them.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that you're necessarily that empathic.
It doesn't matter. Why do I need to read about tragedy all the time?
You strike me as more.
You know, people die. There's so many deaths in this world every single minute. I don't need to read. Why do I have to read about them? What? That's why?
Well.
Why?
For one thing, the way the news services present them, it's kind of hard not to look.
Well, that's because it's the dirty laundry thing. Dirty laundry sells, get some hits. You get hits, you get advertising dollars. That's what it is.
So
sensational, crazy-ass shows.
I just thought I'd put that out there.
Yeah, that's why I don't even touch those things. Stay away from them, even if you're not empathic. If you are, I have an even better reason. You have two reasons to stay away. I think for every story they do about a death, they should do a story about a birth and make it one for one.
Really,
you know why? Because nobody gives two shits. Nobody
that
cares.
That would be really good because they've gotten so immersed.
It's so stupid.
In this horror and, you know, graphic. Oh, sure, they put the little disclaimer.
Everything.
Beware,
it sells.
The story may trigger you.
That's what, because it sells. It makes the hits.
So, but a lot of us, you know, I got into the news big time. When I was working for a big newspaper reporting and writing columns and things. And sometimes it's too much. So just as a word to the wise, if you find yourself that you are overreacting to too much in your regular life could be all that news you're reading. So watch out.
And do rum. Yesterday was National Rum Day.
Yeah,
did we forget to mention
it? Forgot to tell them,
it was yesterday or the day before. All that rum makes the days blend. No, I think it was yesterday was.
So what is today?
That was all boring shit. I mean, really? Okay, let's look.
Yeah, tell them.
Let's look. Here's all the snoozer shit today. National Black Cat Appreciation Day. Baby Boomers Recognition Day. National I Love My Feet Day.
Oh, come on.
I told you. National Thrift Store and Nonprofit Day. Those are two different ones. National Workers' Comp Adjuster Day.
Yes, you did hear, Rum. That was yesterday.
Yesterday. Life was such an easy game to play. Some Beatles for you, baby.
Yeah, well, don't leave your day job.
I have never left my day job. In fact, in over this many years, 25. Actually,
yes,
longer.
He got a plaque.
Actually, it's longer. They didn't count the first.
You've been up there more than 25 years.
Yeah, I've been up there 26 and 4 months ish. They didn't count that first 16 months because it was for a contractor service.
They have had people that stay on so long that they have literally died at their desk.
No, a lot of them. Yeah, I mean, my first boss did a little over 50 years. He went in there right out of college and stayed the whole time until he was like 70-ish, low 70s. Yep.
It seems like there's a lot of really good, positive teamwork there, that you don't have any bad apples.
They get weeded out.
They do.
You can't work with a bad apple, or you just don't work with them. Because you can't have a bad apple there. You got trying to deliver a ship, whether it's a brand new one, or you're trying to overhaul one, so you can't have a bad apple slow up the scale.
Well, Laura, good night.
Where's she got to go, night?
She's going night. Maybe
right,
she doesn't feel
well.
I came in late on the conversation.
Well, I know that the smoke is really horrible, she said, because it's like one of the worst days. They don't even want anybody. They said, don't go outside. The mailmen are like not delivering mail and shit because the smoke is that bad.
We're getting some of it here. It's very light.
Yeah, it was heavy a couple days, but I guess the conditions were just right. But that was like 6 weeks ago.
Yeah. So, all right, where are we?
The world is burning. All righty. I think it's time. Should we go to the callers? Go to the boards, the color boards.
Do you have callers?
Yeah, going to area code 831. 831's out in California. 831, welcome to the show. You're the first caller.
Hello there. Welcome to the show.
Hello. This is Lisa from California.
Hi, Lisa.
Welcome.
Nice to have you with. Have you called us before?
Oh, thank you. Well, I need a psychic checkup.
Well, the doctor is in.
Awesome.
Have you called us before? I'm trying to remember.
No, I have never called you guys before.
I didn't, I didn't recognize the area code, but I don't have any kind of photographic memory at all, but I didn't ring a bell. International shout out to Virgil in the UK.
Okay, well, I want to tell you something, that as a newcomer, I have not as yet established, like an intuitive or spiritual link to you and your card. So I need to know a little bit about what you would like to know starting out. The more you come to shows and get readings, the more clarity comes through in your cards.
Okay. All right. I've been dealing with a lot of family issues in the last 2 years, and I would like to see that calm down a little bit. And I've also during that time the last 3 years I was been dealing with some serious health issues, and I'm ready to move on to better career, happier career. I feel like my husband and I are very happy being empty nesters. Just ready to take that next step.
All right, let's take a look.
So it's a checkup.
I am laying your cards out right now. And Jim will chat with you so we aren't sitting in the middle of dead air.
In the middle of the dead air. Yes.
I have to tell you too, remind me of my family sitting around, Irish and Italian, sitting around a big table, you know, just the conversations and the topics. And when I was a little girl, the formal dining area was right off the living room and the den. And if we were supposed to be laying down or falling asleep, that conversation, I remember just how fun it was to listen to the conversations as I doze off.
Well, thank you. I feel complimented, and I bet Jim knows too.
Thank you. I didn't hear any of it. Sorry, my brain was tuned out. I don't know if she knows.
My uncle would say.
Well, we also are broadcasting simultaneously on Facebook, and I got to sometimes interact with those folks. And my brain shuts off, puts blinders on a lot of times. Not all the time. Sometimes I can multitask. Sometimes I can chew bubble gum without falling down, but other times I'm falling down. All right, I have.
Well, I projected ahead for you. From this particular moment into the next year and a little beyond, like through next year. And what I'm getting is that things are really going to start to turn around for you. I can't really go into any sort of health, what would we call it, perceptions about your health, because they frown on that. We don't have credentials. But I want you to know that I feel what you have been dealing with is going to lead to a road of recovery for you. One of the best things about you, Lisa, is that you have an incredible resilience about you, and you're one of those people who prefers positive energy. And a lot of things in life become rather humorous to you because, in a sense, you can't see what the big deal is, you know, with people getting upset over some little thing, especially like when it comes to family. These people can be such drama queens, you know, and I feel, that you just don't want to play. And yet, I'm like you, we kind of are forced to.
I don't Willy Wonka.
So I just want you to know that I see nothing but wonderful things for, say, you and your husband. Are you both possibly thinking of either moving or building, say, a house, or you're looking to get a second home somewhere, because I see one coming.
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you may have to adjust a little bit to what he is wanting, you know, what his real desire is as far as where to go, what to do, and how it's going to look. But I really think that you are so resilient that, you know, he could put up a shack by the side of the river and you would find a way to be happy there.
He always says, I'm the pioneer woman. I can make it anywhere.
Yeah. Well, also, I see new friends coming into your life, and they are going to really enrich you in many ways through their commitment, loyalty. I mean, these are going to be really good people. You are... I would say, like, subconsciously, you're drawing them to you. You have a very magnetic, if there's a charisma about you, Lisa, you're very magnetic that way. So all in all, I think it's going to be a great time. how you do work, you have a job?
Matter of fact, I was a manager and director of COVID test sites in California for 3 years, and I had a lot of PTSD from it, and my husband's given me the time to take care of my mother, whose health is failing.
Well, I'm glad you got out of that, because there is a controversy really brewing over these vaccines. And, you know, we've done them. We didn't think anything of them. But I really think it's almost like the government is looking to, let me see if I can get this right. They're looking to distract us with various,
You know what I mean? Being a director, I was part of Homeland Security, and I could tell you that every positive COVID test was sent, and I was a part of the genome testing, and they did test for DNA, and what to see which ones were more susceptible, and as far as my health, it was because in California, all health workers, all nurses and anybody working in the clinic, admins, runners, they were forced to take the vaccine. Well, they weren't forced, but you couldn't work in healthcare if
right.
you didn't work, if you didn't do this. So I'm going to be right out front and tell you that they have found that my blood, the velocity in my blood is thicker now. And if you got your shot, say, on your left arm, you're going to find more lymph nodes swollen in those sides. And I happen to have a couple of those.
Wow. Well, you know,
NIH has it advertised. It's all this stuff is advertised, so I'm not telling any secrets.
Okay, and, you know, there is with all that's going on in our government and even the alien talks in Congress, all that stuff is coming
yeah.
through in the cards as a distraction. They want to misdirect us. Oh, and who cares? If you go out and become Pioneer Woman, what are you going to care about, you know, if aliens are landing? Okay. So your cards look really good. I really do like that. And yes, I see, that there's going to be new breakout reports. It will be involving the work you did. But I see here that everything you did was on the up and up. You can't be held responsible
yes,
for anything right. So, all right. Well, you know, Jim's got a card for you here. What is this deck?
I've said at the beginning, it is the Mind Info Oracle cards. And her card is, subject is expand. You're being asked to expand. You live in a huge world with endless possibilities, and staying safe in the known is no longer working for you. It's time to make your world just a little bit bigger. It's time to imagine the possibilities and go for them. Expand is the theme.
Expansion.
Expand. What's this expand?
Just like what she said. Awesome.
Expand.
I think it's going to be a great year for you. So I think
I
you could
that.
Definitely yeah, manifest that and put your faith in that, because I could not see any hardship coming along that and that includes your health. But remember, that's just my own personal opinion. Okay.
True that.
I appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much.
Hey, you all come back now. You hear? And don't be a stranger. We do many, many shows,
yeah.
And we welcome folks, and you'll find that if you get frequent readings, they will get more precise. This was your first one, and it was pretty good. You gave a lot of good info, too. That helped.
Yeah.
You did a very good for a first-timer.
Thank you so much.
All right, Lisa, we hope to hear from you again.
Yes.
You will.
All right.
Awesomeness. Yeah, all right. As long as you follow us on Blog Talk, and if, I don't know if you're a Facebooker. If you are, you can go to the site.
I just liked you on Facebook, so I hope to hear from you.
Well, thank you.
When she posts on Blog Talk, she also posts it on Facebook, so you'll get notified. That's
yes,
perfect.
You will.
Right. Well, thank you very much for holding, because I know when you're a first caller, caller number one always has to hold the longest, because they get on usually before the show starts or right when it starts. All right. So let us go with the phone lines. Let's expand the phone lines. Spanning the globe. Are you ready, Deb?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, we're going to go with the next caller, 630 in Illinois, 630. Welcome to the show.
Hello there. Where are we speaking
to? Hello.
Hi. And you are?
Hi, my name is Diana Grant.
Hi, Diana. Good to hear from you.
Is that who you said?
I think so. I'm glad you called us.
Are you a first-time caller also?
Yes.
Well, back-to-back first-timers.
Wow.
Holy guacamole. Who would have thunk? Well, welcome then. So you were you able to listen to the first caller?
Yes, I was.
So you got a little flavor on the process and everything, how it
mm-hmm.
goes. So you know it's not a crystal ball where you just walk up and say, tell me things. You got to give some background and ask.
Yeah, so I can build a connection. You.
And you know what? You can ask a couple questions. Ask them up front. You know, even if they relate,
yeah.
They don't even have to relate. Just give some good background to help her out the first time. But if you keep being a frequent flyer, then it'll be easier for her and you. So go away. Fire away.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, hon. Tell us what you'd like to gain from your reading.
I want to gain basically like. I have, like, bad trust issues, and I feel like by me being a nice person, I have a lot of my friends, like, targeting me and making me feel like I'm a bad person. And it's just a reason I'm not sure where my life is heading, like, if I'm doing the right thing or what's wrong. Like, I just feel lost.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry to hear that. I really am.
So she has bad trust issues, and obviously she's not real confident or happy with the direction of her life.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any significant other person in your life, not counting family or family members too, but
yeah.
I mean, do you have any significant other?
A partner?
A partner type person that's in your life?
Yeah.
Or
I have a partner, but it's like he's not uplifting me. You know what I'm saying? Like, he don't care about, like, how people treat him. So he just feel like it's nothing with me. It bothers me when people mistreat me and stuff.
All right. So he's not really acting like a good partner is what I'm getting out of it, just to sum it up quickly.
Yeah.
Diana,
doesn't care about her enough.
Can I ask
like.
You, just for your thought here, why do you think people mistreat you so much?
Because I'm so soft.
Soft-spoken, and I think she probably doesn't.
Yes.
Right, you kind of just don't stand up and take a stand and stuff like that. Basically, that's not your nature, right?
Yes.
It is. And she was hoping that, obviously, her partner would kind of, which, you know, that,
stand in the gap for,
I mean,
yeah.
Partners are supposed to compliment each other, but they're also supposed to help the other person when they need it, and you know, and she's not getting that out of this partner she has right now.
Let's see what your cards have
to
say.
Yeah, let's see what cards have to say. Yeah. I mean, it is, you know, and obviously when you partner with somebody, it's supposed to be the great blissful thing, but there is a little bit of responsibility there.
Oh, are you saying that about the male?
All of them, both sides.
Okay.
Don't be male. It's male, female. Both sides have a responsibility to the other person to have their back, to make sure that when they're feeling down or they're not in a good place that they step in to help them bring them up to that place. Don't just walk away and say, you're depressed. I don't give a damn. You come back when you feel better or something. That's not the way it's supposed to work. All right,
okay.
Deb.
Here's what I've got for you, Diana. First of all, your partner feels bad, may not ever tell you, but I am able to see how others in your life think and feel. What makes them tick?
Okay, so this guy doesn't feel bad.
He's sorry.
Well, he does. He's sorry.
That he can't connect on your level with what you're going through. He could try harder, definitely. But he does face you. And in that always will mean that individual is focused on you. He cares a lot about you, and he worries about you, too.
He's just not really showing it, or he doesn't know how to do it?
Doesn't know how to.
And
how
it's
to
not
react.
In his nature, I guess?
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of times we have to look back. in the lives people have lived before they became adults. A lot gets like set as children. And I see something for you that a very, very, it appears to me long time ago, something involving a boy, another male, it really traumatized you. And it's almost as if it stole your spirit. Do you remember something like this? And if you don't, it's going to come to you. Now that we've brought that up, but there is something here that was really tragic, and it kind of broke you into pieces. You may need to think about that for a while, but it's here. And Diana?
Are you here?
Yes. Oh, wow. Yes, I do.
So this did ring true. Okay. Well, that could be why you say your nature is not to, why you're soft-spoken.
Oh, it is.
That is your nature, because like Deb says, something spiritually broke you, a traumatic thing,
it
right?
It did. And you know, it's also that it has, inside of you is a very vivacious, bubbly woman. And it's like through all of this trauma, who you are is almost like it's buried. I see like a chest,
mm-hmm.
and it's got chains on it. And that's her state of mind is in that box. And it's got a bunch of dirt on it. But I want you to know that this is going to change for you. For one thing,
I heard a strange sound.
For one thing, you are going to break free of all of this. And you may need to get some help, honey. You may need to get some therapy, see a counselor. Find somebody to help you sort it all out who, say, isn't in your family, isn't a member of your friends, you know, isn't in your immediate circle. You really need to find somebody to work through it with you. Now, I can, but I don't do everything as a free service. So, but you're welcome to get in touch with me, and I could share with you how we would go about some life coaching and certainly some therapy. But I'm going to tell you, this is not how you're going to live the rest of your life. I'm here to tell you that.
You must believe.
These friends are not your friends.
Well, of course not, because they would be trying to support you and help you and bring you out of these things.
Yeah, and the way they mistreat you shows what a bunch of losers they are, Diana.
Even this partner, though, you got to step it up, dude.
Well,
you were born with a nut sack. Pretend you can know how to use it at least. Jesus balls. Well, so to speak, Jesus balls. I mean,
he feels sorry for her.
Well, then you know, feeling sorry is not worth, and you can't buy it. A sandwich with feeling sorry. You need to act.
And some people, Jim, just are not equipped. They've just, you know, let's look at how maybe he was brought up. Maybe emotions were not allowed in that family. And when looking at the past history of my own ancestors, they never even hugged their kids. They were very strict people. So those kids went out in the world with pretty much an empty toolbox. That's what I call it, an empty toolbox. So, Diana, I think that you found us for a reason. And you are welcome to call in every single night.
Oh, yeah. We do tons of shows.
Yeah.
Tons of shows. Tomorrow, in fact, for sure, is Friday's show. And then Saturday is for sure.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it will actually do you good to be a frequent caller.
I think a world of good.
It does everybody good, even those that are not facing any kind of obstacles or hurdles in their life or don't see them. Call back. It will not do you any, it's not going to do you any worse, that is for sure. Call back.
That's right. And all this darkness is going to go away. You know, we can work on that in each of your readings. and give you things to manifest as exercises. I mean, really. And I know you feel you're at your lowest point. But please, if you get any lower, Diana, I want you to promise that you'll reach out. Reach out to somebody. You know, call a hotline. Get a hold of us.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, and you know, it's not a consolation, but when we've all been, believe it or not, in this big globe out there, there's millions of people, no matter how bad you think you got it, they would trade in a heartbeat to be in your spot because they've really got some really bad things going on. It's not a consolation, but it just lets you know that you're not bottomed out. You're just low. There's people that are really bottomed out and they're desperate to live. They can't even, they don't know if they're going to be able to live the next day.
If you are on Facebook, you are, because that's how you follow me. You should join us in the Psychic Love Doctor show page where we are live streaming. And there are people in there right now that are reaching out to you saying, well, a lady in Australia is saying, Diana, you deserve better love, and you do. And then we've got others that say, can I send Diana a friend request? What you have going on in your life right now, it's time for discernment and cleaning house. You know, it's yes, you do. And what you did by reaching out to me today is you have now aligned yourself for new friends, new energy, and a new life. So I want you, though, to promise me you won't do anything unsafe, all right?
We're going to be here same bat time tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be here tomorrow.
And Saturday, for
Saturday,
sure.
Saturday,
Sundays are like, meh. But Friday and Saturday is 100% for sure.
But you've got new friends now, okay? And we want to embrace you. We really do.
Yeah, and if you can, you could, at the same time, and a lot of people do, you can be in the Facebook. You can be watching us live and chatting. And still call in at the same time.
Yes,
unless you're on your phone, then obviously that ain't going to fly. But anyway, yes, you are very welcome to do so. And I have an angel card reading for you from the Mind Info Oracle deck. And the subject of this is keep going. It may feel as though you've been on this path or journey for so long, and you may even wonder if you're making any progress towards your dreams. This message is a loving reminder for you to keep going. You're almost there.
And I think what
keep
happened...
Keep going is the subject. Keep
this,
going.
Yep, and this was... I'm going to call it serendipity. This young lady reached out to me. Jim doesn't like that word.
Serendipity.
Well, how about if we call it an epiphany?
No.
Diana?
You call it serendipity. I'm allowed to just say yuck. Just because I don't like Brussels sprouts doesn't mean somebody should ever stop eating them. I just say every time you say the word Brussels sprouts, I'm like,
I'm going to have to cook you something.
Actually, I do like them now. That was a bad example.
That's right.
Lima beans. I will never like them as long as I am alive. Yeah. But I respect those that do like them. My dad loves them.
So,
go
Diana,
ahead.
This was your day of you found me, and I've answered you and told you to come to the show. You're here. You got a bunch of friends here from all over the world. You're not alone.
Wow. It is literal. Yeah. I mean, there's we have, from spanning the globe, we do. We have Australia and North America and, of course, Europe.
UK.
Europe. I'm talking continents now, mind you. All right. Well, thank you so much. And like I said, we will be here same bat time, same bat channel. Deb will post on Blog Talk. She will post on Facebook as always when we do a show. So it'll be several times a week. And please come back.
Yeah, and Diana, I'm going to look for you. Okay, and you can send a message anytime. Just say hi.
Okay.
And are you, I mean, I know people have area codes and they go other places. So you actually are in the Chicago, Illinois area?
Yes.
Well, you know, there's half your mood problem right there. Chicago can be really rough. It can.
It is. And that's why I moved back because my dad had a mild stroke.
Well,
what?
Your dad had a mild stroke?
Yeah, that's the reason why I came back.
That's why she moved back. Well, yeah, well, that's good that you did that. So look at the positive. You moved back for that reason, even though You're not a happy camper with that area, you know, but.
Well, maybe someday you'll be out here by us in Virginia.
Or whenever,
Beach, Virginia.
Or wherever you desire.
Yeah.
Whatever your desire is. And you sound young enough where you ain't got to worry about the clock ticking anytime soon to move. So just take it day by day.
Yeah. And you don't listen to those friends. Those are not friends.
Well, if they were really friends, they would not be saying negative things.
No, they'd be supporting her, lifting her up.
Or if they did say something negative, they would spin it positive at least at the end. You know, that person is not a good person, but blah, 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 blah. But if they just say, that person's an asshole, and then they walk away, that's kind of not a friend.
Yeah.
Or you should do this, and then walk away and not even try to support you in doing something good.
Well, Diana, we're going to look for you, okay?
Because
okay.
We're not going anywhere.
We'll be here.
We ain't going anywhere.
And where are your friends now?
God finding me.
Oh, you are. All right, sweetheart. You take care.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. International shout out to Terry Sue in the UK.
Terry,
I think that's
Sue.
The only. Yeah, she showed up, but we were in the middle of stuff.
Thank you, you guys.
It's funny.
This group.
Yeah, that was nice. And
they
and
just jump right in.
Rachel wanted to send her a friend request.
Oh, that's right.
But you probably have to help Rachel get there, because.
Yeah.
You have to tell Rachel her Facebook page is.
Yeah.
Okay, she'll do it later.
Yes, I hope she calls back too.
Yes, Rachel's, Deb will do it later. Remind her that she needs to send you her info so you can send a friend request. All right. Oh, there's something I was
going to say.
You
know, it was interesting, wasn't it? In a sense, I felt like I was taking a stab in the dark about this boy or this young
the
man
partner.
Long ago.
Oh, trauma. Yeah.
Yeah, something bad happened, and I think that really affected her.
Well, she said, oh, yeah. So it wasn't suppressed. She right away knew what you were talking about.
Is it?
Oh,
hey, you doll angels. I love you guys to pieces.
Love you, too.
So where are you? What you doing?
I just came out of the doctor. It seems like almost every day I'm at the doctor's. So good news. Good news. I'm so excited.
Okay.
I can ride my bike. I got clearance to ride my bike.
That's
you know, that will make all the difference in my little world.
You're up here. Yeah. That'll help your psyche be happier.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't tell you. I've been going gonzo. Yeah.
Well, you
got to
go blow the dust
good.
Off that bad boy and oil up the chain and do all that stuff.
I know. I'm so happy. God, I'm so happy.
Having learned a motorcycle, I cheat. I learned you can buy the frickin' chain spray.
Oh, yeah?
Screw the little oil can thing. It's got silicone and really high-quality shit in it for... Having owned a motorcycle, I know how to really take care of a bike chain. But anyway, back to Deb.
Okay. So how are things...
Yeah, the honeymoon, I don't know what goes on with us because...
You just say the honeymoon?
Well, we call it the honeymoon phase.
Well,
oh,
I don't know.
Oh, more codes. Okay, go ahead.
Wrong word to use, but I'm so high right now that I can go ride my bike. I'm so phenomenally high. But the thing is, this is what happened.
So
we had dinner yesterday, and then we watched a movie, and I hated the movie that we watched. God, I hated it. But I didn't say anything. I even fell asleep during it. And I was not, there was no witnesses to my falling asleep. And afterwards I was asked, did you like the movie? And I said, oh, it was a cute movie. And,
and then
he told me.
Wait,
sorry. Huh?
What movie was it?
Beetlejuice.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
You hated it?
I know, I'm an oddball. I just never watched it, and he said I should watch it.
You fell asleep during Beetlejuice. Were you snorting or something? How do you fall asleep?
Well, you know what? I don't like grisly stuff. And it had grisly. You know, I asked him. I said, "Is it scary?" He said, "No," but you know, it's each his own, you know.
No,
one person's
Oh, yes, you know. It's the one person's pleasures and another poison type thing. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. And some of it to me was just, grisly. And
gross stuff. Like you're eating the cockroach.
Yeah. I don't know. So I fell asleep. And then prior to that, I was informed because I've been wanting to take him. He loves seeing the state through my eyes. You know, he loves me taking him around. I said, well, you know, I could take you out to this little bit of country I've been wanting to take him out. And he said, I said, we could go Sunday. He says, I need Sunday to myself. I'm going to wash my feet. And I said, oh, okay, all right. He's looking at me. I said, I get it. That's fine. And so then he tells me that Flaccid Sultan had told him about some stuff, some renovation work at his house, and he wanted the neighbor to come over and take a look at it to problem shoot it. And so I was informed that Saturday he was going to be sending over there. And I said, okay, fine. And so then we said goodnight, and then I was going to bed, and I thought, I wonder if they're really having a dinner party, because that's the place that we went to the party last time. And I thought, maybe he just didn't want to tell me about the party. And so this morning, I called him about late in the morning, and we were supposed to go together to my doctor's appointment. And I said, you know what? And my doctor's appointment is out of town. I said, there's really no need for you to come along if you don't have any errands or anything you want to do. I was going to tell him, and he didn't let me finish. I don't want to eat into your schedule. I was feeling annoyed with him. And he said, well, I was thinking the same way. I think I'll wash my sheets today, he said. I said, okay, fine. I said, you know, all that, because we make meals together, and so we share our freezers, we share our refrigerators and stuff like that. And I said, you know, all that stuff that I bought, I said, why don't you give it back to me? Because now there's room in my freezer. I can put it in there. And he said, This is our stuff.
Oh, my God.
Well, there's room in my freezer for it now. And because I was thinking in my head, I'm going to distance myself from this dude. I am not going to. He's going to go to some party on Saturday. And I'm stuck here, and I've been so wrapped up with him. This is before I got the news about my bike that I could go riding. And I thought, I'm just going to go do my thing, and I'm not going to share meals with him, and I'm going to make my own meals. And so, but I was saying it nicely. And then he called me twice today while I was on the phone with somebody. It was an important business call. And then I called him back, and he said, I was just trying to reach you. I didn't want you to think. He said, you called me. I said, I never called you today. I didn't call you at all. And then he said, well, I just wanted to make sure that you didn't feel brushed aside. And I said, I'll talk to you later. And so I don't know what the cars show. I have no idea what the cars show. And I did call a guy. I did call another man. And I did tell that man, I said, look, I said, tell me where the music is in the next few days. I'll go. I'm open to anything. Let me know what's going on. He's a local area musician. He's an artist. And so, whatever.
So, it's not making sure I get this straight. He's going to a party Saturday, but he's not inviting you.
No, he told me, he said, the Flaccid Sultan said that there was some renovation at his house, and he wanted my neighbor to come check it out because my neighbor's retired from all that stuff. And so my neighbor was telling me he's going to go to the Flaccid Sultan's house on Saturday to go check out the renovation. In my head, that night and in the morning, I was thinking, he's not telling me the truth. I bet it's some kind of party. Because I'm thinking it's Saturday, and I simply mentioned to him very nicely that last night. I said, "Oh, okay, so Saturday's all for you. Okay, great. Okay, good." I didn't say anything. I didn't tip my hand. I wasn't feeling annoyed. I just had some time to think about it, and I thought, "I wonder if they're really having a party, and he didn't want to invite me." Whatever.
Oh, she's won. Oh, okay, I bet not. Right. Well, the cards are going down, so she will look into that.
Yes.
She shall do so. Well, that's cool. So when are you going to break your bike out? Is it going to be tonight or are you going to wait till tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow. I'm too tired.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know because you're 3 hours behind us. We didn't know.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
No
we
party.
Oh, we can,
no
can't wait for you. But we want to know why does he have to wash his feet?
He has to wash his feet?
No, you just said, your neighbor said, I'm going to go wash my feet.
On Sunday.
When did he say that? Oh, sheets. The stuff he sleeps on.
Huh?
The sheets. The linen.
Oh,
the bed
sheets.
Linen.
No, I'm going to say
sheets. It sounded like three different times you said the word sheets. Me and Deb both heard sheets, so it must be a phone thing.
Hey, you guys need to say shit. Shit Creek. Say Shit Creek. How do you say that? Shit Creek?
You watched that show before.
Shit Creek. Yeah.
Deb has watched. I watched it one or two episodes. You talk about the show Shit Creek.
I love that show.
I saw the first couple episodes.
Cute.
It is funny. I saw
very
it the first.
Very cute.
I watched the first two, and it's pretty funny. Just couldn't work it into the schedule because it's so many other good shows. But it is hilarious.
So he needs a whole day to wash the sheets.
Yeah, how does that fucking work? You got to wash your sheets?
What, you going to go beat them on rock?
You guys got a laundry room. You toss them in the washer.
You go do shit for
45 minutes, and then you go back and throw them in the dryer, and you do more shit, and then you take them out.
No, we like the Arizona air, but you know what? He said he was going to clean his
place.
He just
wanted
to.
No,
he said he was on their sheets. He said he was going to, you know, take some time for himself. He just needed the day for himself, and that's okay. But I started to get really funny feelings last night, and it could just be me and me being tired and not riding my bike.
All right. I'm fearful here. I'm going to throw a
Freddie
log
Mercury
on the fire.
Freddie Mercury says you should ride your bike. Freddie Mercury talks about riding your bike all the time.
Yeah, what's up with that song?
He just like, well, he has two different ones where he talks about riding bikes.
Maybe that's a euphemism.
Well, they do.
I think there's a lot of, and
we have folks, Terry Sue and Virgil, I think there's a lot of bike riding that has been going on in the
Why are they bike
England.
Riding too?
I think that's a lot of ways to get around in England, right? And okay, we don't want to wait for a response. Go back to Lisa.
We're too rich for bikes over here.
Oh, bullshit. We got bikes and shit.
We have to travel in style.
We just don't need to, is all.
All right, here's Lisa, seriously now. Your instinct, oh, God, I know this is going to really open a can of worms here, but...
Deb, you must speak truth. And I'm going to talk, I have a little thing to say before we close the show.
All right, I'm going to tell you. I think that the guys are getting together.
Are you okay? Are you all right? Lisa, are you there?
I'm listening.
Okay.
We heard this funny sound.
No, it wasn't funny. It was like...
Well, it sounded like you dropped your phone into like a swirling...
No, I pulled over. I'm at the side of the road.
Oh, that's cool. But it went...
Well, there's a card in the deck that I don't particularly like. A few of them, actually. One of them is the Two of Diamonds. This is a card of secrecy. And it's not a good secret, like, oh, he's planning a surprise party for me. No, that's not the kind of secret here. This is a secret where somebody is hiding something. And, that was scaring the hell out of me.
We are getting some serious, crazy staticky screaming sounds that we're just going to have to live with, Deb.
Dark forces are upon us.
And I guess that Lisa's not hearing them, so it must be a Blog Talk problem.
Anyway, go ahead.
She can hear us fine, so that's good.
There's a lot of talk here. See, this looks like a lie to me. It looks like a lie that maybe him and the flaccid guy are going to...
Or maybe they're not so flaccid after all. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe they're going to play cards, get high.
Or maybe they're going to have a sword fight?
No, I'm not seeing that.
Oh, okay.
No.
You didn't think they were going to touch wands?
No.
Okay.
but I think it's like, and there may have been other guys involved.
Lots of more swords and lots of more wands.
Then maybe they're playing poker. I don't know, but you
a guy's night out thing?
Maybe Raven. Well, he's supposed to be looking at the, what was it? Wait a sit. Come here.
Renovation.
Yeah.
You know, if they're like guys, they might make up an excuse to have a great poker game or watch some.
Hey, you know what? Can I ask you, Deb? Can I ask you?
Hey, Deb, she wants to ask you something, Deb.
Okay.
There's a woman that, her name is Karen, and she was part of that. See, I moved here in October, and she was part of that group where the Flaccid Sultan had parties at his house, and my neighbor would go there or gatherings, and they would play cards, and Karen was part of it. And when my neighbor and I go out to the country, he'll show me where her house is, and I guess she's back in another state taking care of a relative. But she was due back anytime, and I wondered, this morning I thought, I wonder if she's come back and they're just going to have a big old get-together on Saturday.
Maybe you'd like to do some detective work.
No, and you know what I did do? This is what I did do. That friend of mine that I called and I told him, he's a local area musician and artist. I said, look, I'm open to anything. You know, I just let me know what's going on around. I'm going to be out and about. And, you know, if we want to meet up, that's fine. And I said, oh, the Flaccid Sultan, I didn't use that name. I said, I think he's having a party on Saturday. And he said, oh, really? And I said, oh, I could be wrong. He said, oh, well, I'll stop in and check it out. So he might let me know.
You might have some inside info. She might have a plant. She might have
a party.
Well, here's the thing. If he's telling you and he's to that story, that he's there to check out some renovations, I think it would be in your own best interest to check it out. Knock on the door. Say you have a question. Think of something to ask him.
I don't want to do that. I hate playing that stupid fucking game. You know what I'll do is I'll just line up my own activities. That's what I'll do. I can't, you know, he called me twice today. He was, you know, and then earlier when I talked to him on the phone, he said, this is ours. Like, you know, it belongs to us, but I had no business taking it and putting it in my freezer. In other words, I was cutting him out of the meal action, you know, that I was going to make meals. And he's darn tootin' right. I'm not going to do it for him. You know, I might give him a bowl of something, but I'm not going to sit down and eat with him. I'm out. I'm going out by myself, and I'm going to line stuff up. Nobody's going to go have some fun, and then I'm sitting by the fireside knitting a coat. No.
Did you ever see the movie Prince of Tides?
I bet you Lisa has no idea how to knit a damn thing. You've never knitted anything in your life, have you? Have you?
No, I didn't. I've never.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But I get I get it. Just wanted to clarify.
Hey, Deb.
Hey, Deb.
Is he pissed at me right now? Because I have withdrawn. And usually when I withdraw, he gets a little pissed.
Oh, is he pissed? Because she kind of gave him a cold shoulder. Is he pissed?
I don't see that. Well, wait a minute. Around your home.
Is he pissed about the cold shoulder she just gave him? She said, I've withdrawn. I was like, yeah, it was a cold shoulder.
No, but I think you need to prepare that you may have some jealous feelings bubbling up in you over this upcoming weekend. I mean, it's interesting to me how he just goes ahead and plans his social calendar, all right? But you are always taking him into consideration. So it does not seem like there's a balance there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it is a hard thing, Flossie, for the relationship. The perfect world, it's in perfect balance. But one partner sometimes thinks they are doing more than the other partner. A lot of times they do.
He strikes me as being very self-absorbed himself.
Yeah, I know you're right about that. You're right. I've even told him that. I've even asked him earlier on, you know, a few months ago, I said, let's talk about narcissism, you know. And, you know, I've told him. He's a narcissistic person, yeah. But he was on the phone. He kept calling me today. I was in the middle of conference calls. I told him my schedule, and he kept calling. And I finally took his call. I said, look, I'm in the middle of this. And he hung up, and then I called him back an hour later. I said, were you calling me? He said, no, you called me. I said, no, I didn't call you. And he said, oh, well, then I didn't want you to feel left out. I didn't want you to, I was on, you know, blah, 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 whatever.
Well.
So.
All right. Well.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, you better expect, because you're going to be experiencing a lot of different emotions this weekend.
And you got to summarize.
Yes, I do.
This reading.
I'm seeing frustration coming.
On both sides of his side or
her side? He's going to try to pat her on the shoulder.
Well, he does that all the time.
He's going to be
within 24 hours or so, yes.
There, buttercup. You know?
Yeah.
And I think it's great that you called that other guy to find out where all the fun is. Go ahead.
I'm just planning on going out myself. I hope I don't run into my neighbor. That would be the sore point. If I, you know, I don't want to run into him. I just don't. You know, it's a tiny place. I just don't want to. But I have my
little places where he would not go.
Yeah.
Well, I have no idea what that is. I don't know.
How the hell do you not know what that is? You know exactly all the places you go to. Go to a place that is not on that fucking list.
I don't know.
She does not know.
Are my activities looking bright and positive, Deb?
Yeah.
It's such an easy
scenario. Is my social life going to look...
No, your social life is looking like it's going to be better than ever. This guy doesn't realize he's starting to dig a grave for this relationship. And maybe that's the way it should go. But he takes a lot of chances with your feelings.
You know why?
Why?
Remember Jerry Springer?
Yeah.
Because they always make up. He knows she's gonna forgive him no matter what he does. So why would he not take chances? There are no repercussions at all.
Yeah, but it's not like they are in a committed relationship.
Oh. I'm the one who's been saying that since day goddamn one.
So does this mean that you wouldn't mind if he was over there cavorting with the flaccid consultant? And I mean, like, sexually, if he goes on a binge.
Oh,
you know,
God, I don't know.
If he wants to wet his lips for a meat whistle, would that bother you?
I don't see it here. I'm just saying.
No, I don't.
Sneaky is going on. Seven of diamonds and two of diamonds together is bad news. And then guess what's with it? Nine of clubs, which is a card of indulgence. It can be an indulgence in food or drink or weed like drugs or, you know, other.
Or Wiener Schnitzel.
Any other indulgences.
Or the hairy butt. The pirate of the butt.
So they are having a big old fucking party then.
Well, I think it's looking to me like, and I want to check this out tomorrow if you can call.
Plus how big? She says big
it's
old
not
party.
Big.
I can't even fathom
No, it's
that
not
either.
Big, but in the hell would he not want you there? If it's a game you don't play, he could teach it to you.
Sometimes us guys want to do a ton of shit. We don't want women to be there or even know it.
Are there women there? Are there
women? No.
When we're playing cards, we don't want a chick around. Nothing good will come of it.
Well, maybe
I want you to know.
If it's a card game, nothing good will come of it.
I have been invited to secret poker parties.
Yeah, they didn't want you to sit down and play.
I was the only female. And you know what they said? I asked them, why have you guys invited me? And they said, because
take
you're the
your panties off. They said,
They said,
take your panties off.
One of them looked at me who didn't act like he necessarily ever liked me. And he said, because you don't have a gash for brains. That's why you are here.
That's what all the guys with erect penises told you, Deb. Yeah, that's what they said to you. How old were you, Deb?
You know,
how old were you? How old were you?
25.
Oh, as soon as you said the word 20, that's all I needed to hear.
You have to crap on every...
She said it first.
A nice thing that happened to me.
She said it first.
Well,
she did. No, hey, Lisa. No, she's going to shit on me, not you, but you're the one that brought that subject up.
I asked earlier, have you seen the movie Prince of Tides? Well, Jim's going to get that meal that the mother cooked for her husband. And you know what it was? Many of you out there probably watched it. She opened a can of dog food and mixed it with some rice.
You know, that actually wouldn't bother me.
And he loved it.
That wouldn't bother me. I have no problem with dog food. Actually,
yeah.
The one that I used to like was the old school stuff like Elbow. That looked pretty good. Looked like stew.
You know, the guy that was the father on Eight Is Enough, he's dead now.
Yes.
But he marketed a brand of dog food.
I remember
that.
That
he sat there like on the Today Show and was eating
it. I don't remember that. But
right,
I remember
out of
him.
The can.
Well, I guess if you're going to market it, you better eat that shit.
Who's a twat? I want to know who's a twat.
Oh, they're having their conversations are way beyond nothing to do with this.
They're talking about washing their underwear.
They were talking like two calls ago or whatever, Deb. It is what it is.
Now, yeah, Lisa, I if you don't care to know, then go do other things and let it play out how it's going to play out.
The bottom line is you didn't see it being earth-shattering things going on, right?
Only that it's a lie. That's
right,
nice.
But
yeah.
I mean, like I said, guys want to play poker or something, they're going to lie to their chicks.
I see her becoming jealous
right.
over this weekend.
Right.
And you have a right to feel, I would feel really burnt.
I mean, am I going to see something? I just don't want to see anything. I don't want anything in my face. Like when I'm out, I don't want to see him out. I don't want to see anyone coming over to his place. Am I going to see something?
No. No, you're not going to see anything.
Give us an example of what you are worried about seeing.
You know what? I want to go out and have a good time because when I go out, I have a really good time. I got really good news. I can ride my bike. I can fucking flirt my socks off. I don't want to be observed. You know, I don't want him observing me. I don't want to observe him.
Okay. You know what, Lisa? I'm going to tell you one thing I do see as a future prediction. When you land a first date with somebody else, you're going to meet them at a bar and you're going to lie to the neighbor or at restaurant. You're going to meet that
Hell
man.
Yes!
You are going to lie to
House
him.
Says Everybody Lies, episode one of House.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody Lies.
So let him have this lie because you're going to go tit for tat. Whatever that means.
It's the war of the lies.
Well, I don't want the war of the roses. You know, I don't want one-upmanship. You know, I don't want the war of the roses. I don't want it to come down to that. But I was telling a girlfriend of mine today, I said, you know, I just don't want tit for tat with this dude next door. I'm upset with him, and when I do get upset with him, I want to go out. I want to tear the town apart, having a good time and laugh, and I that's how I end up doing. But I don't want to run into him.
Sorry.
You know, he showed you Beetlejuice. Next movie, why don't you show him The Bridges of Madison County? And that way you can see what he's like emotionally. Just a thought.
I saw that movie.
Yeah.
Does she like it?
Did I like it?
Yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah.
You know,
I love
Meryl Streep. I love Meryl Streep.
Maybe
I love Clint Eastwood, even though he's an old dog now. Yeah.
But
oh no,
he was starting to get old.
He's kind of a Beetlejuice. He's all decayed and everything. No, I like him.
And he had a nice rear end in that movie that you could see. Yeah.
No.
You never.
No,
would
I'm gonna
die first.
I have seen tiny little bits and pieces, and I think. Was there a book?
Yeah.
Might have read the book.
But why? It's a...
I must have been... It must,
sappy
but
love
how
story.
Old is that, though? About
20 years. Oprah.
The movie. But when was the book? Might have been older.
I have no idea.
I might have read it in the Navy when you just read books because you're stuck. You're like on a 6 month deployment, and there's a book out there. You just read it.
He's a photographer.
Well, she's from Germany. She's a German.
Yes,
I knew that.
Passing through.
Yes, and he wanted to film all the bridges of Madison County. I got all that.
And she got all hot and bothered.
But the beginning isn't even that. The beginning is the relatives after she passed reading all her memoirs about this. Yes.
And they're pissed off because
the dad was off doing something, wasn't he?
He went to the state fair with one of their kids.
Was that what it was? I remember he went off and did something, but she was German. Meryl Streep did not do a good German accent, but nobody cared. I thought maybe she had a speech impediment when she talked.
Yes.
He's not going to care that I'm taking off for the next few days, right, and doing my own thing?
What do you think? He has to, right?
Oh, he's going to care.
Because you aren't feeding his narcissism.
Well, you're not going to feed him now, so this turns what you have into something very conditional rather than unconditional. So it might be a few steps backward, but hey, you know, maybe he deserves this. I've always felt, though, that food is non-negotiable. Food is something that people share. I mean, even if Daryl...
Food is the way to the penis.
you heard it here, folks. You heard it here first, folks. If you're ever wondering, you heard it here first.
A way to a man's heart.
Food is the way to a man's penis.
I thought it was the way to his stomach.
I guess, well, I think he's cutting the middleman out. Get to the schlong.
Yeah, see, when I was a kid, I had a mother that when she got angry, she got bitchy. And she would either take the plates and slam them on the table where the food would go exploding. Or she'd say, I'm not feeding you tonight. And we were kids.
This isn't the same thing.
I'm just saying that to me, it's a non-negotiable item.
I gotcha. You think there's a lot of symbolism to the
even
feeding.
If Gerald's Brunhilde of an ex-wife showed up at the door, I would say, Valerie, do you need to come in and eat? Need food.
If she doesn't give him a bowl of food, he's not going to go out and beg for food. It's not the same thing.
You know what? I'm going to give him half of what I made. I put it in the crock pot before I left. I'm going to put it in the center of the room that adjoins us, the laundry
room.
But
he's not
going
to starve. He's not going to starve.
He's got a ton of stuff. He's always reminding me. He has tons of sandwiches. And I mean, the guy is not starving, believe me. It's just that touch. Like this morning, he kept saying, this is ours.
Yeah.
This is ours. It belongs to us.
In my head, I thought,
you know, I'm cutting him loose for the next several days. I want some of that stuff so I can make my own meals, and I'm not going to sit down with him.
What does he mean it's our food? Can't you
it's
share
what?
It? He said it's our food?
No. We buy, you know, stuff.
They go out together.
And then
they go out together.
The meal.
Right.
Yeah.
So
it's all planned.
I said
they go out together.
So why did he get pissed about that?
Well, I said, I want that. I said, there's now room in my freezer. I can take all that stuff back that I bought. And then he was saying, this is our stuff. And I said, well, you know, there's room in my freezer. And so then later I thought, you know, I'll just give him, I'll have it like I normally do, but I'll put it in the middle area where our middle area is, and he can get it himself. I'm not going to sit down with him. I'm not going to watch a movie with him. I'm out. I'm going. I'm done.
Several
days.
Yeah.
International shout out to Cho from the UK. Thank you, Cho. Well, that is interesting. There's a lot of interesting stuff that went down, Deb.
Well, yeah, I guess.
So, summarizing for the second time, what's the deal for the next 24 hours? What do you see?
Well,
as you type, what do you see?
What I see is kind of what we already went over. That
you know, we're supposed to go to. We're supposed to go to the neighborhood coffee together tomorrow.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was thinking, you know, I might just ride my bike there. I don't have to go with him now in the car and let him find his way to it. And then the other thing is, you know, one minute you've even seen this, Deb, you know, where he talks about, like, what was I telling you yesterday, for God's sake? It was so far removed from what's going on today. And he was talking about marriage, and now, and you saw this, Deb, that he shifts real hard one way and then shifts. He's certainly not thinking that right now.
Yeah, well, sure.
Right,
I agree.
Have one.
And I don't know. These are certain swings of his personality. You know, I'm not, certainly not well versed in all of that.
Their relationship is a pendulum.
It is. Very well put, Jim.
We've been talking about it forever. This is the, oh, we just said 3 to 4 days is going to be the down day. This is, now it has started.
Why
isn't
he buying a car?
Yeah, why isn't he buying a car?
Because he is doing Consumer Report. He's asking all his longtime buddies. We go to different dealerships. You know, it's a different age today. They don't have, it's not like the 19-whatevers where the car lot was filled. They're not making cars. The car lots, a lot of them are empty, the dealerships. They don't, or the car that he wants is not. He's trying to boil it down to, does he want a sports car? Does he want to get a practical car? So he's looking at all of that. Because his sports car that was destroyed was his dream car. It took him all his life to buy that car, and he was really attached to it. He was really, really attached to it. And it was destroyed.
Young age.
And so now he's trying to figure out, should he go practical or should he go sports car? And so he said he's just going to take his time because he doesn't want to make a mistake.
Because she has one.
Okay.
Because you have a car, too. Why would he take his time? Why doesn't he? Yeah. He can lean on you.
Well, he doesn't want to lean on. He's talking to me about how he's going to, you know, handle all that. And that's fine. I don't give a fuck. He can do whatever he fucking please.
The language he's pissed. Right, can we quote you on that?
Oh, he moved down the snow now.
What?
I'm going to wrap myself in that shower curtain and pony up to the bar and tell the guy behind the bar what I want to order.
Yeah. Oh, well, I am wrapped up in this prickly shower curtain with cacti and looks like gay stuff, and I want something really strong.
I want a shot of cactus juice.
Yes, and I want a man with an erect penis, not a flaccid one.
And not a sultan.
We don't know sultans with flaccid sultans. We don't want those.
How funny.
Why would anybody want a flaccid anything, especially a flaccid sultan?
Like
can't even imagine the scenario which somebody would want flaccidness, ever. Unless you're talking pasta. Unless you don't want El Dante, you want your pasta to be very flaccid.
Miss El Dante.
El Dante or whatever.
Dante is something else.
The pasta.
El Dante.
Yeah, why would that mean it's not going to be a spaghetti noodle that's not fully cooked would appear to be erect. So you would want to be flaccid spaghetti noodle. Got it?
You know, this is why I don't understand why people in general get so damn serious about everything. Laughter is good for the brain.
It is.
It's good for the
circulation.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
They have laughter yoga.
They do?
What?
Oh, no,
they have laughter yoga.
They've had that for years.
Oh. I've never heard of that.
I've never participated, but I've heard it on like NPR, like they've profiled those laughter yoga sessions. People just stand there and look at each other and start laughing.
And there's no drugs involved whatsoever.
No, I've read about it too, but I'd really I want to go to goat yoga where they jump on you while your pose is goat.
I was thinking of naked chick yoga.
I don't understand why you're so obsessed
with
naked women.
Because it's a wonderful thing. Like beer is a wonderful thing. And good food's a wonderful thing. Things that are wonderful, you should want to have lots of that.
Okay.
Money. I love money. Give me more. You know, what's wrong with being a money nut?
It doesn't fit well with us women. As we get older, we become more distant from all of that. We don't need it anymore.
Well, that's why
yeah.
guys divorce their wives and go for younger chicks that want that. They're God, mystery solved. Holy shit. What amazing thing. The mystery just got solved tonight.
And maybe that's why the old men get women, because they've got the money.
Yeah, that's
oh,
the trend.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
put yeah, well, oh, yeah. you put something shiny out there, and they come flocking to it.
I guess.
And they come there with their little young vaginas, and oh, look what I got! I got these little vaginas swimming around this shiny object.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
He's demented. Well, Lisa, I think everything is looking pretty good, and maybe tomorrow, if you get a chance, call us, and we'll take
okay,
another.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
I have to go to the neighborhood coffee tomorrow just because I want to.
Sure.
But I'm going to try to keep a maintenance of self-maintenance of not being, I don't know, rude to him or passive-aggressive. You know, I'll just try to keep it pleasant.
Maybe somebody at the coffee will let the cat out of the bag and say, hey, Blasted Salton, see you later at your party on Saturday.
He's not. The Flaccid Sultan won't be at the neighborhood coffee. It'll just be my neighbor and other people.
Okay.
And so that's, yeah, they're all separate, but it's okay. I get sick of these little soap operas, though, you know?
I would very much get sick of it.
I like it when we're just getting along.
Well,
with a salong.
Yeah. Schlong? Did she say schlong?
She's trying to do the rhymes with. Let's rhyme things together. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Did you do it with a card?
I already buried it. We got to go.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
But you're going to cheat her out of a card?
She doesn't give two shits about that, Deb.
You don't care about a card?
Deb doesn't give. She doesn't give. Only, if it ain't coming from you, Deb, she don't care. So you can pick them up. She only cares about your cards.
All right. Yeah, that's
up to you, Deb.
All right, Lisa, we talk with you tomorrow.
We talk with you tomorrow.
Okay.
Like we're all yeah, Asian
okay.
here. We talk with you tomorrow.
You guys,
all right.
You guys have a great evening.
You go now.
You go now. You eat some broccoli. You go even for an hour. All right.
Yes, hon. We love talking to you, too. Okay?
All right.
Adios.
Let's, here we go.
Good night, sleep tight, and good dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer that every dream comes true.